You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Well, we have the great pleasure of welcoming on the French language program Michelle Carey, who is the artistic director of the Melbourne International Film Festival, celebrating its 67th anniversary this year. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, hello. Hello, everyone. Bonjour.
And this is going to be your last festival as artistic director before you take a one-way trip somewhere in the wide, wide world.
Somewhere far.
Yes,
it's my 10th year at the festival and my last year as artistic director after 8 years. So it's exciting. I feel good.
And we're talking now a few days after the opening night, which was Wild Life. It's a film set in Montana in the 1960s and a debut for Paul Dano.
Yeah, so Paul Dano is probably most known as an actor. He's been in things like There Will Be Blood and Little Miss Sunshine. And this is his first film as director. So he's not in front of the film. He's he's behind the camera. And we had that as our opening night film with the young Australian actor Ed Oxenbould, who was there and is the main lead in this film with Carey Mulligan and Jake Gyllenhaal. So that was very special and it was wonderful to
see
him.
He's a young Australian actor.
He's 17. But yeah, he's very young. He was in Paper Planes a number of years ago, so people probably know him from that, and he's just wonderful. So we're very happy to screen that film as our opening night.
And Michelle, we're now going to talk about the French films lineup in the festival from the Francophone point of view. We, as I mentioned to you before the interview, we had Hélène Katté and Bruno Forzani for a retrospective of their work. They came in last week, and that was part of the night shift sessions. And there's also one more screening of Let the Corpses Tan, their last movie. It's a spaghetti type
western. Yeah, lots of fun. Let the Corpses Tan. It's been wonderful having Hélène and Bruno here. They've been wonderful, and it's a retrospective, but they, you know, they've only made three features, so a small retrospective. But yeah, I really enjoyed having them here because I think it's a real discovery for audiences to see this kind of film, so that was fun.
And they're working on their fourth and fifth film, I was assured by them.
Yeah, an animation, I think, so something very different.
Something to look forward to. Let's talk about the international category where the French films are lined up, and you've got quite a few this year that you've selected.
That's right. I mean, you know, France produces so many amazing films. We always have a lot of French films. And this year we have a number of films that were in Cannes because, of course, a lot of the French films are launched at Cannes in May. And we're very lucky to have them. So I guess we should start maybe from one of the oldest directors working in the world today. He needs no introduction, I'm sure, is Jean-Luc Godard. With his latest film, The Image Book, Le Livre d'Image. And this is a very typical late Godard film, an essay film where he's really interrogating the image and what it means today. And it's sort of an essay film. It's quite remarkable. It might have you scratching your head, but I think the way to enter a film like this is to just enjoy the images, enjoy the ideas, and don't overthink it. So that's a great one. Another one I really, really love is by Jan Gonzalez. There's a film called Knife and Heart, which is sort of, it's kind of a tip of the hat to the giallo genre as well. It stars Vanessa Paradis in the lead as a film producer in the 1970s. She makes pornographic films, but there's a killer on the loose who's killing all her actors. So she's sort of trying to, you know, find out what's happening there. And that's a really, really fun film, Knife and Heart. What else do we have? We have Sorry Angel, the new film by Christophe Honoré, who's made many, many films over the years. And this is a film set in the 1990s in the AIDS era, I guess. It's a beautiful gay love story. And we have At War, which is by Stéphane Brisé. And this is another film with Vincent Lindon in it, sort of looking at the union movement in France and the war between the different unions and the different factions. But very, very stirring social political commentary. And Vincent Lindon is always so wonderful to watch on the screen.
And also there's one by Romain Gravas, The World Is Yours.
Yes, of course, Romain Gavras. So he's made a lot of music clips for people such as MIA, a very big stylistic film, The World Is Yours. It's his second film, kind of a fun genre film. I think I actually haven't seen it yet. I'm hoping to see it. It's on tonight, and it's a really big screen experience, so really assured, confident filmmaking.
And also, I think I've come across one called Sophia, which is a Franco-Catarian production. It's about pregnancy outside of marriage in Morocco, which is probably a confronting movie.
That's right. So we have, I mean, France, of course, is a big investor in a lot of foreign language films, particularly from the Africa and the Middle East. So there are a number of films in that section, and you mentioned Sophia. France Qatar, which was also in Cannes. That's a great one. There's another film called Rafiki, which also has French production in it, but it's all set in Kenya. And this is also a controversial one. It's about a lesbian love story, and the film was banned in its home country, but it's a really beautiful, warm film. So there are a lot of films from the African region with French production in it, of course.
Yeah, because you've got a category called the African Films Rediscovered, and noticed there are four Francophone films in there, like God's Gift, Fatma 75, Mossan, and Chronicle of the Years of Embers.
Yeah, so we like to do, you know, every year we like to do some retrospective programming, and we noticed there are a lot of new restorations of films from Africa from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s that have just never been screened before in Australia. And so we put together this program of films from all different countries. You got Algeria, Senegal, Burkina Faso, Ghana, etc., Zimbabwe, and those films you mentioned, you know, some might be in, you know, they're all in different languages. Some are in French, but it's a very, very amazing program. And we're doing a panel dedicated to this idea of, you know, what is African film? You have something from Algeria, which is completely different to South Africa and Tunisia, and sort of exploring the African cinema. So this is something new and exciting too.
And we'll move on to Fashion X Cinema, a film by Eric Rohmer, Full Moon, which was shot in 1984, I think.
Yeah, so the Fashion Cinema program, this is one I worked on. It's a real pleasure to work on. It's really exploring the great fashion in cinema over the 20th century. So we have some much older films going back to the very early period of the 1930s through to some more recent ones. Full Moon in Paris by Eric Rohmer, that's from the 80s. Wonderful film. I mean, all Eric Rohmer films are wonderful, and this one's really great. Starring Pascal Augier as someone lives in Paris. She has a pied-à-terre in Paris, but she also lives outside of Paris, and she's sort of trying to negotiate these two lives she has. So there's that one. There's another French production in this section called Who Are You, Polly Magou, which was made in France in the 1960s by the legendary fashion and magnum photographer William Klein. So it's sort of a spoof of the mod fashion models sort of industry and culture in the 60s. That's a lot of fun.
And we won't forget to mention Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is always a crowd favorite in that category.
That's right. I mean, the great classic Australian film Picnic at Hanging Rock, which is in the fashion program because even though it's sort of set in a previous era, I mean, the dresses, those beautiful white dresses, are such a influence on directors such as Sofia Coppola, and you know, the film has recently been remade as a TV series, and we just think it's such a great Australian iconic film. So it's a great opportunity to watch this film on the big screen.
Another interesting one is the focus on John McEnroe, shot by Julien Faro in the sports documentary section.
That's right. So it's not your typical biographical documentary on a sports person. It's called John McEnroe in the Realm of Perfection. And really, it's using all found footage of John McEnroe to sort of tell this narrative of his life, which I guess there's been a few films like that over the years. Amy, about Amy Winehouse, Senna, of course. But this one is a little bit more experimental, but it was one of the big popular films at Berlin this year. So definitely one to see on the big screen.
In the Australian films category, quite a few world premieres, including, I think, The Merger by Mark Grentel.
Yes, so The Merger, as you said, is a world premiere, so never been screened before. It's a new Australian comedy. We're screening it as our centrepiece gala film, so this is basically a big gala in right in the middle of the festival, where we have all the actors there and all the crew, and there'll be an after party afterwards at the Forum. That is screening on Saturday, the 11th of August, at the Comedy. And it's sort of a big warm-hearted comedy, I guess, about football in regional Australia, and also sort of how we treat our refugees and sort of. But, you know, it's all told as a comedy, so that'll be a really fun night, I think.
And for lovers of music, you've got Working Class Boy on Jimmy Barnes.
Barnesy, yeah. So, again, world premiere at this documentary on, there was the book Working Class Boy that Jimmy Barnes wrote, and now is the film, and he is going to be there. So that'll be quite exciting. You know, really interesting life. He sort of came out from Scotland as a young boy and landed in Adelaide. He's still going, you know, he's been working in the industry for over 40 years, probably much longer than that, actually. And I think it's going to be really great. I'm personally very excited to meet him.
Rock stars are ageless.
Yeah, of course.
And for the closing night, you've got this film by Sue Thompson, which is, I think, the Coming Back Out Ball.
Movie. Bit of a mouthful. Yeah, look, this is wonderful. This is, again, a world premiere. This is a documentary that looks at a ball that was held in Melbourne last year for our queer elders. So these are people who, you know, came out as gay or lesbian or trans, often older in the, later in their life. And it sort of uses the ball as a celebration of their lives, but also goes and looks at all these people individually. So we look into their lives. What was it like, you know, growing up in Australia in the 50s, 60s, 70s, having to hide who you were? So it's incredibly moving. All the people in the film are going to be there on closing night on the 18th, and they're such characters. I'm so looking forward to meeting them.
And Michelle, maybe two or three films that you would recommend for people to go and see. I mean, I know people take like 2.5 weeks off just to go and see as many films as possible.
Oh, look, yeah, we have over 300 films. It's hard to recommend. I mean, the film, if you do only have time to see one film, I'd probably say the film Cold War, which is a Polish black and white film. It seems to be just everyone loves it, so that's great. There's another French film I really love, completely different end of the scale, by the irrepressible Gaspar Noé, called Climax, which was also in Cannes, and that's
controversial.
Controversial, quite an intense film.
Yeah.
But it's one of these assault on the senses where you don't quite know what's real. So it's a very intense film, amazing dance soundtrack. But if you're looking for something very intense and confronting, I have to say, so, you know, go in there prepared to be confronted. Definitely go and see Climax.
For the French one. And always I'll direct people to the website, mif.com.au. Michelle Carey, always a pleasure to have you on the French program over the years, and best of luck. Meilleurs voeux, as we say in French.
Merci. Thank you so much.
Merci beaucoup.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.